talking about psychics this morning, inspired by Jerry Ann's friend who claims to be psychic.
Yes.
And then sends you this list of things that it looks like I could have just gone, and it's like saying I really write the Stukescope. You know what I mean? Like I'm really, really good at it. You know what I mean? It just looks like you could just rip that straight out of a book and send it to you.
Maybe she did.
Phony baloney. But there are some people out there who at least can kind of at least make it look like they're psychic, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I've seen some on TV that, like, wow, that's good. John Edwards, is that the name of the guy on TV? Or did I have his name messed up? Because I know John Edwards was the vice presidential candidate.
Yeah.
In the current,
I don't remember what his name was.
I think that's right. Crossing Over. Right? Crossing Over with John Edwards.
Google it.
Oh, fine.
Google it, noob.
Get off. Okay. Crossing Over. John Edward.
Oh.
Is that right? John Edward? That could be a mistake. Let me see. Yep. JohnEdward.net if you want to see the official John Edward site. Okay? So check it out. So we've been taking calls, getting some interesting information. Our first caller told us about a psychic who actually was right on, predicted that a music box is going to be shipped that was ordered by
her grandma's
who had passed away. It was on back order when she had ordered it, obviously, and then showed up, and the psychic was able to predict that somehow. Really odd stuff.
That was creepy.
Yeah, then we heard from one girl who said she thinks she's psychic because she was able to anticipate some lyrics in a song and knew what her teacher was going to say.
Haven't you ever done that? Like, I've gone to my car, and then I'll be, like, humming a song. Like, I did this with an Evanescence song a while back. I was, like, thinking about it.
The first time you heard the song?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I turned on the car, and it was right at the same point as where I was singing it. That was creepy.
Oh, that's just coincidental.
But, yeah. But, yeah.
Ooh, psychic Jerry Ann, all hail. Stukes in the morning.
Okay, cool. I do believe in psychics because where I grew up and part of Texas and stuff like that, people do tarot cards for a living, okay?
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the stuff that says on the tarot cards, they come true. And also part about being a psychic and stuff like that, that has been known fact. You know, they've done scientific, you know, notations on that, and I'm not sure who you know, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, but I know that there's like a psychic test. Have you heard about this?
Oh yeah, I've done it on Court TV, and actually, I have the gift. I choose not to use it for
Why?
Many reasons, because a lot of like people out there that don't believe in psychics, they think you're full of crap, you know.
Yeah,
but I have helped people that do believe, and most of the time, those people that do believe, you know, they get the right results when I tell them that, you know, when I do the tarot cards or any other stuff.
So you have to have an open mind going in, otherwise you're not going to be able to be readable?
Exactly. But sometimes, you know, those people do want to believe, but they try to be tough about it, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They want to be convinced.
And my first vision, to be honest with you, was at the age of 7. And that's when I predicted my father's death. Actually, I was sleeping, and I was having this dream that the way he died, what he was wearing, where he died. And I woke up crying, saying to my mom, it's like, you know, my dad is dead. It's like, no, it's a bad dream. Matter of fact, the next day, sheriff's department came over to the house and said, are you Mrs. Ramirez? And I said, yeah. It's like, why? It's like, you know, well, I'm sorry to tell you, but your husband's dead.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Yeah, and ever since then, I've been getting my visions either through dreams. And since I've been getting older, I've been getting more stuff, you know, like when I could be driving and I just get these weird feelings, or I'll see something, you know, like watching a television movie, you know, and it's kind of weird. And the latest prediction I got was my brother. I told him that you're going to be a father. And I told him that like 6 months before he found out that he was going to become a father.
So was he actively like trying to get his wife pregnant at the time?
No, it's his girlfriend, but, you know, they make a living separately and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And I told him that, are you sure she's not pregnant? He's like, yeah, I'm sure. But matter of fact, not even 6 months later, she's pregnant. I told him before even she got pregnant that you're going to have a girl, and she's going to have green eyes. And matter of fact, that's what ended up happening before anything else happened.
Wow.
Huh. So, yeah, it's kind of it's a hard issue sometimes, but yeah, there's reasons why God gives these people these gifts, and it's not to hurt people, but it's to help them of other reasons. I mean, there's other things that, you know, I have a pretty strong tarot card for other people, that things that I don't like to say, but I have to say them anyways, you know.
And
they do come true. I mean, I've done it for a lot of my friends.
Are you ever able to, like, predict things that are really mundane and stupid and don't have anything to, like, you know what I mean? Like, something real insignificant? Or is it always, like, big, life-changing things? You know, like, are you able to predict that, like, what, like, a character's going to do on a TV show or something like
that?
Well,
I've done that before. I've actually seen, like not saying Jeopardy, but what's that, the one thing? Millionaire or...
Wheel of Fortune?
The suitcases.
Deal or No Deal?
Exactly. I could always predict which number they're going to pick next.
Really?
Yeah. And it's like, I'm not a big fan of Deal or No Deal because, you know, it's
Howie
gambling
Mandel
and stuff like that. But
I thought it was Howie Mandel's flavor saver.
No,
that can turn a lot of people off.